from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hour number two of the G-Bag Nation, and we are 2 months away from the first game of the NFL season. The reigning Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs taking on the reigning MVP, Lamar Jackson, and the Baltimore Ravens. Oh, we can smell the footballs. We'll be in Oxnard in less than 3 weeks, man. This is going to be a blast as football is right around the corner. About to get into some NFL news of the day. We'll go around the rim. Coming up on the other side, Zach Wolchuk, Brian Broaddus, Eric Chiafalo, Lucius Alexander, and you. Shout out to Gavin Dawson. Back on Monday as he is enjoying vacation with the family. I do have to say a very happy birthday to Zero, former producer for us on the Nosebleed Seats. Love you, Zero. Happy birthday, my friend. I know he's having a great day. Talked to him earlier, and you're looking at me like maybe we got some Zero sound.
Well, at 5 o'clock, we will revisit one There's Zero moment. And it actually coincides perfectly with today's football's finest. So I look
forward 5 o'clock?
That. 5 o'clock.
Okay,
5 o'clock.
Perfect.
Be there.
Oh, I think I know what this is, I don't want to spoil it, so I'm going to keep that to myself. But this is going, that's hilarious. You don't want to miss that. Also want to give a big thank you to Tolo Kim, who wrote every one of us here at this station a very heartfelt letter. We love you. We love all of our listeners. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. And if you want, we are going to be out on Monday at Moxie's in downtown Dallas, the G-Bag Nation, a live show from Moxie's. And we've got special Stella glasses that are G-Bag Nation written on them. Etched on there. Yeah. They look really, really badass. Now, we're only going to have a certain amount, so it's while supplies last. Right. But make sure you come on out there. Get your hands on some of these glasses. Thanks to Stella Artois and Moxie's as part of Restaurant Week. That's going to be a lot of fun. We'll do the full show out there Monday.
We'd love to hand you a glass if you're listening to the show
all
the time.
Yeah. We would. Yeah. We want true Tolos or true Turn It On, Leave It On listeners. Come on out and party with us. All right. Cam Newton, been in the news. He came and made some points about Dak a couple months ago, called him a bus driver right on his podcast, and that kind of went viral. But Cam went back and forth talking about quarterbacks that he would take Dak Prescott over, or would he take this quarterback over Dak Prescott? Let's hear Dak on his fourth and or Cam on his fourth and one show. Do we agree? Would he take Dak over these quarterbacks? Here's Cam.
Do you see or think of yourself as the greatest dual threat to ever play the game?
No, Lamar Jackson.
What? Why Lamar?
What?
My bad, bro. That's
no,
wrong.
You're good.
That's the wrong Cam. No. I'm about to play.
Because I'm going
to
play that one as well. Okay. So either way, it didn't matter. But let's hear this one, and then we'll go back to that one. Because I do want to hear that what again, because that's hilarious.
Okay.
I would prefer Dak Prescott over Kirk Cousins. I would not prefer Dak Prescott over Patrick Mahomes. I would prefer, Deshaun. I prefer Deshaun over Dak. Kyler Murray, I prefer Dak over Kyler Murray. Jalen Hurts, I prefer Dak over Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson?
We're going
Lamar.
Lamar.
Justin Herbert? Dak.
I'm going with Dak.
Jared Goff? I'm going with Jared Goff. Joe Burrow? I'm taking Joe Burrow. Mm-hmm. Trevor Lawrence, I'm taking Dak.
Dak, yeah.
I think he really nailed this besides two. Deshaun Watson has not been good for the last, I mean, since
that's
his suspension.
That's the one. I thought he was going to go down a bad path. Yeah. There, and he kind of rallied.
I don't think you can take Deshaun Watson over really any of those quarterbacks.
Hey, run for your life.
And hey, I don't know if you saw the most recent pic of him with his supermodel girlfriend. That was after he had the hand on the booty cheeks. I mean, I don't know if he's still doing the massages or what, and that's how he roped her in there. But Deshaun's been
Is this bad. Still the same girlfriend he's had for a while?
I don't know. That's a good question. I didn't even know that he had a girlfriend, to be honest with you. But
she posts a lot.
I think there was a soft launch here from Deshaun. But I don't know. I don't know that I could take many quarterbacks. Deshaun over really many quarterbacks right now. He has not played well.
Yeah. Yeah, I tend to agree. I think he would probably be, I think if we were doing a quarterback draft, he would probably be my Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah.
Like just.
I thought it was interesting he took Goff.
So, and that's that one was the other one.
Let's rattle off these names. It's Deshaun Watson. Yeah,
it was
Goff.
It says he'd take Mahomes, Watson,
Burrow,
Jackson, and Goff is what I got.
And I agree with all Goff. I think the numbers with Jared Goff under pressure are pretty damning.
Yeah.
And if you compare
cold
that.
Cold weather, too, yeah. Not good for him
and,
as
and
well.
And if you compare that with Dak's numbers under pressure, Dak's are far better. Yeah. Now, you can make the case Jared Goff has played in a Super Bowl and has gotten a team to an NFC Championship game. He's had more postseason.
Actually, a couple of them, yeah.
He's had more postseason success. Mm-hmm. If that's one you want to go with, because really that's the knock on Dak now. Mm-hmm. Like, we know Dak is a winning quarterback. He's very, very good. He was MVP runner-up. But for whatever reason, him and the entire team seem to just fall apart in the postseason. And that's been a reoccurring theme for the last 30 years for the Cowboys, and Dak has now followed into that script. But I don't know. I mean, if you're just going head-to-head, I'd probably lean Dak over Goff. I mean, you could say Goff lost in that game at AT&T Stadium. He was so inaccurate in that game. He missed some wide open receivers that probably would have had them winning that football game, and it wouldn't have come down to the declaring eligible for the offensive lineman.
Yeah, it's like, what do you think that would the Lions have still made the conference title game if they swapped out Dak and Goff?
I would lean yes.
I would lean yes as well. Would the Rams that year had still gone to the Super Bowl with Dak instead of Goff? I think there's a fair chance of that. I mean, Goff clearly, Dak's never been in a situation like Goff was with the Rams or like Goff just was with Detroit, just like legit from top down, your play caller and your players are outstanding. So he's the one quarterback who's had like some postseason success that I would still probably take Dak over.
Yeah. The rest of them, I agree. Like, I'm taking Burrow, I'm taking Mahomes, and in fairness, I'm taking Lamar Jackson because I think Lamar is just creating so much more havoc for a defense to have to prepare for because of his rushing ability.
Yeah.
And I think their postseason success is pretty comparable.
Yeah.
I think both have won two playoff games.
Would there have been a time where you've taken Murray over Dak?
Yeah, I think
time
only based on the hope of what he could be.
Yeah.
Never anything that he's actually really done in the NFL.
Yeah, I think
Kyler coming out
like that 8-week sample size where they went 8-0 and Kyler Murray was taking over the NFL and then they completely fell apart. But for those 2 months, I think we were all looking like, holy crap, I think Kyler Murray is about to become the face of the league.
See, I don't think you could say that anymore. I mean, I don't think.
No,
it's Dak over Kyler.
Yeah, well, we know about Kyler Murray now as far as the work ethic and things
and
like that.
And I was told by a Cardinals player that played with Kyler, just everything that we've heard about Kyler is
true. The one that's kind of fallen by the wayside a little bit is Herbert.
Yeah, that's the one I wanted to talk about because that's the one that I think is probably more interesting. I think, Walchuk, you'd go Dak over Herbert?
I'm going Dak over Herbert. I think Herbert has also just not done anything in the way. Like, if you're talking about who throws the football better, I'll go with Herbert. But Dak has done considerable more winning than Justin Herbert has done. Herbert really hasn't won a damn thing.
Where are you, Broadus?
I'll tell you what, there was a time that I would have taken Herbert all day. I don't think I'm there anymore. I think there's some things about, there's when you watch ability and all that, I think Herbert, clearly early in his career, I worry about him right now. Like, he's going through coordinators. They're going, now maybe the skill players haven't been the absolute best for him, but man, I think I would take Dak over, not think. I'm going to take Dak over him right now.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you extrapolate it, like, do you imagine Justin Herbert over the next, like, what he's played he's been in the league for like 4 years.
So you're saying if in Dak's first 4 years or Justin Herbert's first 4 years? Is that what you're saying?
And Dak's were probably better. But I would say now the sample size is large enough on Dak to kind of come to your conclusion. And with Herbert, I think there's still enough hope. And now, I mean, he's been with the Chargers. Oh. The Chargers are like, they're known. They're a laughingstock with how they just lose games. And they, like, even with Phillip Rivers, it was they're always down four and they got to go the length of the field with no timeouts. Yeah. They're coaching disaster.
No doubt. I mean, we still acknowledge Rivers is a good quarterback, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And Herbert still not, just hasn't reached that level yet.
See, I would disagree. I mean, I understand that we're talking about Herbert hasn't done anything in the postseason other than surrender a huge
even
halftime
getting
lead
teams to the postseason.
To Trevor Lawrence. I get that. But when you're in the division with Pat Mahomes and you've got whoever the hell his coach just was for the last few years, whose name, Brandon Staley. Yeah. I mean, he's a laughingstock coach, and he's still, this is still Justin Herbert, who I think is kind of scratching the surface to some extent.
Would you not say Jason Garrett was? I mean, that's who Dak had the first 4 years, right?
No, absolutely.
And Dak won a playoff game. Herbert hasn't.
I understand that. I definitely understand that. I just think now that you have Herbert with a legit coach and a legit situation here, I mean, he was trying to do it with Kellen Moore the same way Dak was. For me, it's just, I think that there's still some level of hope of what could be.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, I was down to pay Dak his first contract. It's like, there's still more, there's more time to figure this out. I'm not just going to bail on him after 4 or 5 years. Same thing with Trevor Lawrence. I get you haven't seen a ton from him yet, but you're the Jaguars going, hey, is there still some hope that he can get something going? The difference with Dak now is, hey, we've seen for the better part of a decade.
No, you're
right. We know what we're going to get. For me, it's just there's still questions that are left to be answered for a guy like Herbert or a guy like Trevor Lawrence. And for Dak, to me, it's like they've been answered. We know what this is now.
Yeah. It's funny, but they both played for the same offensive coordinator, though, right?
Right.
With Kellen Moore, that whole thing.
And Dak had more success.
A lot more success, but you know, maybe he had to overcome some of the things with Kellen Moore, and Herbert wasn't able to overcome.
In the 2-on-4, Herbert hasn't won a damn thing. In the postseason, I mean, his team blew one of the biggest leads in the history of the playoffs in the NFL to Jacksonville.
Right.
Dak's won 2 playoff games. I get it. Dak has not won a Super Bowl, but he's done more winning than Justin Herbert has done, which is why I would just lean Dak for right now.
Yeah, but you're just assuming that Herbert won't win 2 playoff games over the next 5 years to match Dak on the timeline. Like, Dak's won 2 playoff games. Yes, he's had 8 years to try.
I think your argument is really good on the number of years, though. You know, like, you know, he's what, 4 or 5 years now. I think that's a good argument. You know, with Dak, this is going to be ninth season.
And Dak can't do anything about that. But if you're taking first 4 or 5 years Dak versus Herbert, Dak was more successful.
Right.
But yes, with Harbaugh, I do believe Herbert's going to have a chance at much more success. And we'll see if he does. I hope to his case he does, because he's been kind of anointed as one of these like next up and coming guys and has fallen very, very
I would
short.
Rather have Herbert than Lawrence in Jacksonville.
Okay. Yeah. Like that's a super interesting.
Yeah, they're pretty close
because they're right there on the same timeline.
Yeah, they are.
I think I'd probably go Herbert over Lawrence as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd have to think about that. But that's a good question. Now, who's the best dual threat quarterback of all time? This was a question asked to Cam Newton.
Do you see or think of yourself as the greatest dual threat to ever play the game?
No, Lamar Jackson.
What? Why Lamar?
Well, Lamar's style is a little different than mine. He got big play, any play.
Yeah.
Yes, he got speed that I never had.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just electric. And then, like, I play the game more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
You're going to run through you. They might run around you.
Yeah, I can run, but I might probably get caught. Vic, Lamar, they ain't getting caught.
Yeah, but to me, I still think like the goal line and short yardage threat that was Cam Newton. That's, I mean, he's the greatest goal line short yardage back. And probably in the history of the sport, certainly for the quarterback position, but you could probably argue as a running back too. Like, just runner of the football in a short yardage situation, Cam Newton is scoring the touchdown, he's getting the first down. To me, that's super valuable. Yes, it may not be as highlight reel 70-yard scampers to the end zone, but even Lamar Jackson and Michael Vick aren't doing that every single game.
Yeah.
All time.
I think Lamar it's Lamar or Vic for me. Like, I grew up with Michael Vick, and so I've always just leaned like Michael Vick's the best dual threat quarterback of all time.
I think the thing with Michael Vick, he didn't throw the ball well enough. Where he got you was his ability to make people miss, you know, play in space that way. Greatest dual threat quarterback I've ever seen is Roger Staubach.
Mm.
His ability to run, and when you start to talk about the throws that he was making, and they didn't pass the ball a ton, a lot of running in that day, but his ability to elude rushers, scramble, find open guys down the field and stuff like that. His, like I say, his numbers aren't great throwing the ball. Michael Vick's numbers aren't great throwing the football either. Lamar Jackson's gotten better at throwing the ball. Kyler Murray, I bring him up again. How many times have we been scared of Kyler Murray running around? How about Russell Wilson early in his career? You start to talk about the ability to run around and move and stuff. But when I think about dual threat quarterbacks that have had great success in NFL history, Roger Staubach is my number one guy by far.
I thought you might go Randall Cunningham in that conversation as well.
Randall Cunningham, yeah, you know, they won games and stuff, but I'm talking like the championships, yeah. Super Bowl.
No, that's
Bowl,
a great point, because
like
I don't think a lot of people.
Fran Tarkenton, I know you guys never got to see Fran Tarkenton play when he was with the Vikings and the Giants and stuff like that. He was another one of those guys that has huge yards running and throwing the football. So his list, Lamar Jackson's fine, but I kind of feel like that to me when you start to talk about championships, winning seasons, winning divisions, all those things, Roger Staubach was that guy for me.
Roger with almost 2,300 career rushing yards in the regular season and 20 career rushing touchdowns.
Wow.
So, I mean, that is pretty dang good.
Yeah. That is. That absolutely is. All right, let's get into some rim talk, shall we?
Yeah, let's go around the rim, man, featuring the Don versus the Freak, Team USA, and Psycho Coach Alert next year in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.